47. Caleb. The skids hit the ground, absorbing the impact as Nathan charged down the ramp. He didn't reply to Caleb's comment, remaining focused on the mission. Caleb pulled himself back to the moment, only a step behind as they evacuated the dropship, the Liberators running off behind him. He quickly scanned the terrain, confident they had touched down at the launch site of the Deliverance, half a click from the excavated hill where the massive Generation starship had been assembled. The hangar was destroyed during the launch, and the evidence of the side of the incline's collapse was evident beneath the regrown vegetation. But so was evidence of a newer, smaller excavation, a break in the landscape revealing dirt and rock that had been moved back and forth. There were crush patterns in the grass as well, suggesting a dropship landed here regularly. Taking the lead, Nathan raced toward the disturbed. Liberators 5 and 6 stayed further back, tailing them at a slower pace and keeping themselves oriented toward the nomads Pyro had pointed out, a red arrow marking them on the HUD.
"Looks like our nomads are more curious than afraid," Pyro said, monitoring them on the dropship's more powerful sensors. "They're headed our way."
"Liberators 5 and 6, you know what to do," Caleb said. "Roger, Liberator 1. The rest of the unit followed Nathan to the side of the hill. He came to a stop beside a large rock, kneeling in front of it and digging at the ground with his armored hand. He pulled up the earth, revealing a control pad beneath it a moment later. He tapped in the access code, and the vegetation to his right faded away, revealing a blast door behind it. Caleb smirked beneath his helmet. A projection and a fake potential door.
"Clever."
Nathan approached the door, reaching for the control pad mounted on the right side. His hand paused before he touched it.
"Something's wrong," he said.
Caleb instinctively grabbed his rifle from his back in response to the statement.
"General?"
Nathan's hand continued to hover over the control pad. The seconds passed like hours.
"General?"
Caleb repeated. He checked his HUD. The nomads were near enough his ATCS painted them each individually, closing quickly on Yasko and Kai. The two Liberators started firing, a few warning shots that hit the ground ahead of their horses.
"Something's wrong,"
Ishek echoed Nathan's statement. Caleb was inclined to agree. The warning shots hadn't slowed down the nomads at all. The two Liberators stopped shooting. They were still as the 20 horseback riders thundered toward them. What the hell was going on? Yasko and Kai turned to face one another, raising their rifles slightly.
"Axon," Caleb said, recognizing the action right before the two Liberators discharged their weapons into one another.
Both of them fell at the same time, just as the riders reached them.
"Retreat!"
Caleb started firing, launching bolt after bolt into the riders. He cursed as the round passed right through what were obviously holograms.
"General, we have to get out of here," Caleb said. "Parabellum, we need immediate evac."
The dropship whined behind them, the thrusters powering up. Nathan turned back toward the control pad, his fingers moving to open the sealed door.
"No," Caleb said, lunging forward and grabbing Nathan's hand. "Whatever you see, it isn't real. Come on, General."
Nathan whirled on him, slamming his chest with his free hand and sending him sprawling onto his back. The Liberators closed on him, pointing their guns at his chest, except for Walt. She shot forward, hitting Hotch hard enough to knock him into Dane and sending them both to the ground before they could shoot Caleb. Then she latched onto Nathan's hand, trying to keep him from opening the door.
"They were waiting for you," she said. "General, it's a trap."
Nathan grabbed her by the neck, lifting her and throwing her aside before turning back.
"Ishek!"
Caleb shouted. The advocate emitted a high-pitched squeal, the frequency enough to momentarily interrupt the axon's neural disruption.
"General, the others," Caleb said,
hoping the alternate name would help Stacker resist the hallucinations. Stacker's head turned. The dropship was swooping toward them, spinning to point the open ramp in their direction. The nomads were closing from the left flank, the first rider breaking free from the group. His rifle came to his hands in an instant. He started shooting, targeting the first rider, his rounds punching through it without effect. The dropship landed a dozen meters away.
"Go,"
Stacker shouted,
Retreat!
Caleb grabbed Hotch's arm, helping him up. Walt did the same for Dane. The lead nomad raised an old single-shot bolt-action rifle toward them and fired. Dane grunted, his head slumping forward in response. The other nomads grabbed similar guns from the side of their saddles, preparing to fire on the liberators. Some of the liberators slowed, hesitating as they brought up their rifles to shoot back.
No!
Caleb let go of Hotch, letting him run on his own. He swept his rifle across the line of nomads, looking for the intellect that was running this show. He had one shot at picking the right rider. The real one. His eyes crossed the back of the line. No matter which one he shot at, he was only guessing. He never got to take the shot. Stacker's rifle cracked beside him, roaring as it unleashed a sudden, massive barrage across the entire row of riders. The rounds went through most of them. Except one. Blue flashes erupted from the Axon shield, the sudden activation causing the holographic projections to fade, revealing the featureless black humanoid mounted on a gray horse. It jumped from the saddle and gained speed, sprinting toward them faster than a horse could run. Its intent was obvious. Beat them to the ship. Caleb joined Stacker in firing at the intellect, hitting it hard with both plasma and projectiles. Walt made the ramp carrying Dane in her arms, with Hotch right behind.
Pyro, get us out of here,
Stacker bellowed through the comm. The dropship's lift thrusters fired full bore on both sides, pummeling Caleb and Stacker with swirling dirt and debris. The craft began to rise before either of them reached it, rising above their heads within seconds. Stacker wrapped a powerful arm around Caleb's waist and jumped, firing his assist thrusters and arcing up into the hold, the heavy landing shaking the dropship. He released Caleb, reaching for the ramp controls. A sharp blue bolt of energy nearly severed his hand, entering the dropship and slamming into the top of the hold, powering through it and burning into the next deck.
Hold on, Pyro cried, banking hard to the left.
The momentum tossed all of them into the bulkhead and then threw them back as the dropship accelerated and climbed. The ramp slammed closed, the craft continuing to rise. Caleb pulled himself to his feet, checking his HUD. Dane's tag was red.
Son of a bitch,
Stacker cursed, getting up off the deck.
We need to go back around and hit it from the air.
You'll never see it from the air, Caleb replied. Not unless it wants to be seen.
Stacker growled, storming over to Dane's body and looking down. The Liberator had died as if he'd been shot, but there was no bullet, no wound. The intellect had convinced his mind of the shot.
I've never seen one duplicate its projections before, Stacker said, or combine the hologram with the hallucination.
They're learning to fight us more efficiently, Caleb replied, now that some of us know how to fight back against them.
Makes sense.
It knew about the weapons cache, Caleb said. It was waiting for you to open it.
It attacked us before I could.
It attacked us before we could get to the guns inside. You have something in there it doesn't want us to recover. Something that can hurt it and others like it.
Or it wants a piece of the action, Stacker countered. Either way, how the hell could it know what we have in the cache, never mind where the cache is?
How many people knew this place was here? Caleb asked.
Hardly anyone who's still alive. Me and Pyro are the last two.
What about someone who isn't still alive?
Dead men tell no tales, Caleb.
Except when they're telling them to an Axon intellect. Don't underestimate them, General.
Stacker stared at him. Caleb could tell the General was trying to guess where the Axon might have learned about the cache. Nathan was worried he had slipped up somewhere, let his guard down. And maybe he had. There was no telling where the Axon had come from or how long it might have been waiting for Nathan to arrive. It didn't matter anyway. It was there. And it had kept them from getting to the weapons cache. But why hadn't it entered on its own? Even if it couldn't duplicate Stacker's biometric identification, it should have been able to force the door open.
I know what you're thinking, Nathan said. Tinker made the lock. Electromagnetic with a series of 8 failsafes. Even intellects have limits when it comes to pure force. He really did know what you were thinking. Forget the guns for now, Nathan continued. We will have to warn the sheriff that a storm is coming, and the only way we'll survive it is together. Walt, find somewhere to stow Dane's body. Liberators, check your gear and stay ready. As far as I'm concerned, nowhere is safe anymore.